The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tmura Dafchof. I just want to finish up the discussions related to that entire that we've been discussing. And I want to discuss the third aspect of this entire. We discussed so far how much interest could be charged on the Heter Iskas. We discussed whether the investors can stop the manager from leaving the company and joining his relative's company. There's one more question that's very important. The manager is claiming that he had to borrow millions of dollars to keep the company afloat. So he's claiming, listen, guys, if you want to have a part of this company, then you have to pay me, you have to take part of the obligation that I accepted upon myself to pay back these loans. And indeed, it does say in the operating agreement that if there's a cash call, that all the partners have to contribute their fair share. If they don't contribute, then the manager can lend the money to the company and the partners will have to pay their share. So the question is whether in this case that's applicable. Why? Because cash call would seem to mean that the cash call was announced to all the investors and they didn't contribute. In this case, many of the loans were behind the investors' backs. They didn't realize how poorly the company was doing. They thought it was doing great. And in the meantime, this guy was borrowing tons of money. there is a large portion of the loans where they knew that these loans were being taken out. So there's more of a grounds to obligate them to pay. So I actually wanted to talk about an interesting lamdusha question about the first part of the first portion of the loans. If you say that mitzad the operating agreement, they have no obligation to pay, so then the only reason that they would have to pay is because of yoyrid. Because of the fact that even if there's no operating agreement, if you have one partner it contributes money to a company because it's necessary for the company to get that money, and he does it without even telling the other partners, he's considered a yoyrid bershus. He's considered that he's doing something on behalf of all the other partners, and therefore they have to pay him his share of the contribution. Now, generally speaking, when we have the concept of yoyrid, you would have to accomplish a shvach, an improvement that remains. If I go ahead and I do somebody a favor, he has a barren field, I build a house there. Okay, so I was mashbiach his karka. His karka went up from 150,000 to 300,000. Now, the day after I finish building the house, it burns down. Or the day before I finish building the house. Obviously, I can't collect any money on that. Because whatever I accomplished for him is gone. The whole point is that I accomplished a gval de gazach for this person. That's why I could charge him. He certainly would want me to do that. If the thing burns down before he gets to enjoy it, then what did I accomplish for him? Indeed, this is what Taisa says in Parak Abayis Valia. It says over there that if a house belonging to two parties, there's a guy who lives downstairs and a guy who lives upstairs. If the house burns down, so the guy who lives upstairs can build a house and live in the bottom floor until the bottom floor pays him whatever he spent. So, Tysus has a whole discussion over there, and in the course of his discussion, Tysus says that if the house would burn down, obviously the bottom guy wouldn't have to pay the top guy for building the house. So you see clearly in Taisis that if somebody's trying to obligate another person because of the sugya of Yoyrid, the halacha is that if it burns down, he can't collect. So in this case, true, the manager took out a lot of loans to accomplish gevaldige things for the company. But at the end of the day, the company went through a terrible time, and the company today is not in any better shape than it was before he started taking out these loans. If he wouldn't have taken out these loans, maybe he wouldn't have done the construction, maybe he wouldn't have had this new building, and then he wouldn't have had the opportunity to get shut down by the township. So even if he wasn't plesheya, even if he wasn't negligent, and he did everything within his power to make sure that this building works out, nevertheless, something happened, it got burnt down, and now whatever shvach, whatever improvement this manager created is now gone. It's gone with the wind. If so, there's strong grounds to say that the investor shouldn't have to pay. However, there's another point of view. The point of view is that the reason investors have to pay is not because of the din of Yairid. There's another halacha. The Ramban of Melchamis in the Sugya Makif and Nikif says that let's say you have two neighbors and they have to build a wall between themselves because it has a Korea. The halacha is that two neighbors under certain circumstances, if there's a situation where they're being mazik each other because of the fact that they don't have privacy, they can each force each other to contribute money and land towards building a wall between themselves so that they don't continue to infringe upon each other's privacy. Says the Ramban, let's say one of the neighbors goes ahead and builds the wall without asking the other neighbor. Says the Ramban, he can charge the money to the other neighbor. Why? Because shlichus ka'avid. He's doing shlichus of this first neighbor. This is something else. This is not the din of Yairid. This is a din that since you have to do it, and I'm doing it for you, so it's considered that I'm doing it on behalf of you. Regardless of if I'm accomplishing an improvement for you. At the end of the day, you have to spend money. I could have taken you to Bezin and forced you to give me that money, and to spend that money yourself. So if I could have done that, I can also do it for you, and then come and ask you for the money later on. This halacha would seem not to be this halacha would seem not to be impacted at all by this taisus. Taisus is talking on a case where I'm a mashbiach your thing. Nobody asked me to do it. You weren't forced to do it. So then it makes sense to say that if it gets burnt down, you don't have to pay me because at the end of the day, I didn't improve anything for you. But in a case where I could force you to pay for it, maybe that's different. So the Ksais HaKoshin says, he asks on Taisis, he says, what's that in Taisis, that if it burns down you don't have to pay? The Ari Shoinim, the Ramban and the Rambam, who say that in the case of Abayis V'Aliyah, in the case of the guy who was upstairs and the guy who's downstairs, the halacha is that the upstairs person could force the downstairs guy to pay even before he started building. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that he could do that? Because the Mishnah is talking in a case where the downstairs guy is not available. He's not around. The Mishnah is telling me another chiddush, that the upstairs guy could build the whole house and live in the bottom house. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. But certainly the halacha is that if the upstairs guy would have wanted to, he could have forced the bottom guy to pay before the fact. If so, Frechlik says, this kasha. Why does Taisa say that if it burns down, that the halacha is that the upstairs guy can't force the downstairs guy to pay? Shlichus ka'avid, he's doing the shlichus, just like we said over from the Ramban. According to this Ramban and the Rambam, l'chayr shlichus ka'avid. So Taisa says two terutzim. Either he says, Taisa argues on the Ramban and the Rambam, and Taisa holds that you couldn't force him before the fact, and therefore you can't say shlichus ka'avid, and it has to go through al sugya of yayrid. And therefore, if it burns down, you didn't accomplish any improvement. The other tarets that the Taisus says is that, no, Taisus holds that Shlichus HaKavod won't help. He doesn't really explain why that is. He just puts down this fact that Shlichus HaKavod won't help. So if that's the case, then that would seemingly apply in our case also, that according to the Taisus, Shlichus HaKavod doesn't help. The Shailu Meshav I saw argues on the Taisus. He doesn't argue with strength. He just says that he asked if Taisus cash and he goes in and says another tarets. He doesn't quote the Taisus. It seems that he quotes the Taisus as asking the cash, but he doesn't say the tarets of the Taisus. So it sounds like he's chaylik on the Taisus and he holds that Shlichus HaKavod certainly helps. In our case, this is not really that relevant because according to my Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Miller, I discussed in the details of the case. It seems that the manager is certainly a poshea, and if he's a poshea, then he would not be able to put any of the loans on the investors.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.